You've got one of the tools here. This is a throwing stick, is it?
It's a throwing stick, yes. Not like a returning boomerang. This is boomerang. This throwing stick goes one way, and it's towards your next meal if your aim is good enough. So with this throwing stick, it's pretty solid. It wouldn't be too well if you got hit by one of these, and especially for any sort of gyrimum, kangaroo, or yagata, goanna. And basically, yeah, if they were hunting down something, maybe if the dingoes chased a kangaroo towards them, they'd throw it at the kangaroo and then take it down. So this is made of the black wattle plant. Now, I don't think black wattle is found here on Jalurgal, but down on the coast, a bit more dry area, that's where it's probably found, okay? And basically, it's got a special funny shape. If the audience can imagine now, it's like a... like an L shape, or like a hockey stick.
Like a hockey stick with a long foot, or even the letter J without the curl
That's it. The handle part is from the shaft of the tree, and the flat or tapered out bit, the blade, if you might use the term, that's from the root. So they couldn't just get this from a kit from like IKEA or something. No, they had to make it, and they had to get this from the bottom part, the blade from the root, and shape it upwards with the handle being from the trunk. Okay, so that's how they got this special shape. So this is literally a part of like the shaft of the tree and the root. So that's how they got this special shape, okay? And different trees for different purposes, but the black wattle was definitely one of those trees used for making boomerangs and throwing sticks.
What other tools were common?
Boomerangs, throwing sticks, shields and spears. Another thing was the nets, as I've mentioned before. Nets were pretty common.
What about cutting implements? Because obviously you're going to need something sharp to be able to cut and shape these boomerangs and spears, and especially to get a tip on your spear, that sort of thing. What did you use?
Okay, so they had rocks. A special it's called flint rocks or splinting rocks. Oh, they're napping rocks. So they nap rocks together. If they wanted to use a certain spearhead, they get the rock, a certain type of rock, they get another type of rock, and they chip, 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 chip away. Now, they had quarries for this. Now, it's not like a quarry that you'd find here in Australia, a big, massive open mine sort of thing. No. A quarry for them was just a little area where there was different rocks, and all you'd find lots of rock splinters. And even on the coast, you can still find in certain areas old quarries that were used by Indigenous people. So they might get a spearhead, or a certain rock they wanted to make into a spear. They get another special type of napping rock, and they chip, 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 chip away at it, and eventually you get a very sharp, pointed stone or axe head or spear head.
What was the shield for?
We understand that in Julum season or different gatherings of the year, they'd have corroborees and dances. The shield could be used for a play fight, for a pretend fight. The shield could be used for real fighting. Now, I also want to make it clear that there wasn't too much fighting that went on here in Indigenous culture in this part of the world, because we're very peaceful. Okay, one way of maintaining the peace, well, first of all, one of the big things, there was lots of food for everyone. But another thing was the intermarrying of different tribes from different areas, keep the bonds strong.
Mainly used in ceremonies.
In ceremonies, and in play fighting. In certain parts of the year, I believe when they used to go up to the Bunya Mountains, they'd have big play fights up there, and there was a big, massive ceremony put on one year that some of the European observers saw that they were having play fights. They were throwing quite quickly and quite accurately their spears, I'm talking as a spear that'll go through you, spears and boomerangs and throwing sticks at each other. And because it was only a play fight, because it was all a corroboree, a dance, they were dodging and weaving in and out of all these spears and that sort of things being thrown. So the shields... and even the other tools were used in corroborees and in dances. Now, shields are very, very thin in Indigenous culture. Up north, they're probably a little bit different in the Cairns area. But the shields are generally very, very thin. And you might think, well, hang on, how did that block anything? It's very thin. Isn't a shield supposed to be broad so it can stop something coming at you? Well, the shields were very thin. So a lot of skill was required to block an incoming spear or projectile.
And What's the difference? You've got your throwing stick here, which is a boomerang with a longer handle. What's the difference between that and the boomerang? That will obviously, you throw it, you don't expect it to come back. The boomerang is supposed to come back.
Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. Some Indigenous people will tell you that the returning boomerang was a child's toy. That's what I've heard. A child would throw it, yeah, it'd come back. Oh, lots of fun. Another story that I've heard, this is so everyone can understand the diversity in Indigenous knowledge. Another story I've heard is the returning boomerang had a use for hunting, and it was hunting, also for hunting small game, small birds, Nyumbil. Now, we call the bird Nyumbil. Lots of birds here on the coast. Even back then, there was more so. What they would do is they'd get their returning boomerang. One person with the returning boomerang would be in the bush, and another person would go near a flock of birds and imitate the sound of maybe a hawk, maybe an eagle. And of course, any small bird knows that a hawk or an eagle nearby, it's going to be on lunch menu. So the birds would be terrified. Birds would take off into the air, fly up. Just before they took off up into the air, the person with the returning boomerang would throw it. So as the returning boomerang returns to the user, the birds would be coming up in front of the boomerang. The boomerang would come back around and hit the birds.